פרק א' למסילת ישר נמצאנו למדם. The conclusion that we arrive at is the following. It says, "Ki kamitzias adam olam hazeh," the purpose, a primary purpose in to be in this world, rak l'kayim mitzvahs v'lavoid v'lavoid ben yisoyim, is to fulfill the mitzvahs, serve the Rabbeinu shel olam, and to withstand the challenges that the Rebbeinu Shalom brings to us. Sorry. Let's go on. We did this paragraph. I want to start the next paragraph. Our entire focus should be the Rebbeinu Shalom. And that should be our goal in this world, to connect with the Rebbeinu Shalom. Ultimately, if a person could be at that level, that everything that he does l'shem shamayim. Not so easy to do. You know, to do everything that's fully l'shem shamayim only for the sake of drawing closer to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Im katan v'im gadol, whether it's small or it's large. El l'skar v'elov yisbarach, to draw closer to the Rebbeinu Shalom. V'lishbar kol ha'machitzes ha'mafsikos beino l'bein kono, and to destroy all the barriers that exist, that separate us from the Rebbeinu Shalom. What are the barriers? Is the entire physical existence is a barrier between us and us and the Rebbeinu Shalom. Because we experience the world at from a material viewpoint. That's our entire interface with the world. The concrete world around us is material. And therefore, it's hard for us to project ourselves beyond that into the world of the spiritual. And what it would be living outside the sphere of existence that we do. But that's the ultimate goal of a person. And actually, Moshech Achrav Yisborach Mamash Kabarzal Achrav and Ashoevas. And the pull, the connection between man and the Rebbeinu Shalom should be like between the magnet and a piece of metal. Then he writes a very, very stunning thing, and we have to really understand it in all its implications. Anything which I could imagine, that will bring me closer to the Rebbeinu Shalom, pursue it, and don't let up on it. Now, there's a very famous incident that they came to the altar of Slobodka. Someone came to him and he said that I hear that you do very bizarre things in Slobodka. He says, yeah, really? He says, what do we do that's bizarre? I hear that the Bochum go down into a dark cellar and they light a very tiny candle and they hang a herring from by its tongue and they said, this is the fate of those that are going to speak Lashon Hara. Do you really do such a thing? So the altar of Slobodka answered, he says, in actuality, no, we don't do such a thing. But if I thought it would work, I would do it. And that's what he's saying here, that whatever methodology allows a person, you know, it's within the din, but it allows the person to reach the goal of drawing closer to the Rebbeinu Shalom and then pursue it with all your might. That it may not be the same for different people. Each person, according to their personality and their needs, different things may work for them. But what a person knows is going to work for himself, so a person has to pursue that with all his energy. Because the goal is connecting with the Rebbeinu Shalom. And from that standpoint, I mean, the Mishnah tells us that Mutashi, Koril Shaita Koyomov, that a person should be known as a fool throughout his whole life. Rather than for one moment, he should be considered a Rosha before the Rebbeinu Shalom. You know, when it comes, you know, it's a very simple Moshel. I was once speaking to two people. One of them was a businessman, and one worked in a big organization, but not for himself. And I asked him the following question. It was relevant to some in the conversation that we had. And the question had to do with a shidduch. So one guy said, I would never put on a black hat to get a shidduch. What in the world should I do such a thing for? So I asked both of them the following question. There's a guy. You can do $1 million a year business with him. And he's a man of his word. If he tells you he'll do $1 million a year business, he'll do you $1 million a year business. But he's eccentric. And the only way he'll do business with you is if you come to his office in a clown's uniform. What would you do? So the fellow that worked in a big organization says, I wouldn't do it. The business, that's it. What's the, you know, I'm signing up right now. Because he's focused on the bottom line, and it's his responsibility. So if this is what he has to do to bring in $1 million a year business, so he'll do it. What can I do? That's the name of the game. So that's what the Mesilas Hashoyim says. If I can see it as Amtsoy, that it's going to serve my means to arrive in Avodas Hashem where I have to. Good, listen, I shouldn't, obviously I don't want to appear strange and I want to do strange things, but I should do whatever I need to do. I wouldn't be dissuaded from chasing money if I can make a lot of money just because people will think it's strange. So I don't think it's strange. So therefore what? I'm not going to pursue. I can make $1 million from my business. I'm not going to make it because I have to do something which some people are going to think is strange. There's nothing unethical about it. So this is the same when it comes to Avodas Hashem. As long as I can see it realistically as assisting me in getting joined close to the Rebbeinu Shem, do it. And on the other hand, which are things which are quite mutter to do. But nevertheless, they expose me to danger in the sense that they could result in my push being pushed further away from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It's yivrach mimenu k'yabareach min ha'ish, that I should run away from it as if there's a fire that's chasing after me. There's nothing wrong with it, but I have to understand what's the repercussions of what I'm doing. Is the repercussion benign, or maybe there's a repercussion of it that's not so benign. And if it's not so benign, then I should run away from it as if I see a fire. So, mitzvahs are what we're out to do. How can I perform the mitzvahs? That's a question that each one of us has to answer. And what he's Ramchal is encouraging us to do is, if we're clearly focused on the need to do mitzvahs, then we will be comfortable with using any means, ethical means, which allows us to do the mitzvahs. And on the other hand, running away from anything which will interfere with our ability to do mitzvahs. So we'll be comfortable with that. Because the goal is clearly defined, is serving the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Good evening, everybody.